All right, so then we're recording. Welcome to those listening now and in the future. My name is Kate White, and I'm here with other co-directors, Sally Deer Healy and Rebecca Thompson Hitt. And we welcome everyone to our tour of the classroom today. You're in for a treat. We're going to unveil some of our new classrooms so that you can see. So I'm going to go ahead and get us started, and then Sally's going to give you a tour of the classroom. She's the administrator of that program, and then I'll come back and talk a little bit about Touch the Future, and then Rebecca will give us a tour of the new classroom. Okay, so I'm just going to share screen here. And I always like to start our tour with our birthpsychology.com. This is our overall main website. It's pretty new. It was unveiled in January. So we're still filling in all the details. Not everything transferred over 100%, but pretty close. And so we're happy to have you see and all the wonderful things that are here. Our website often gets 18,000 hits per month of just people looking for information. So I wanted to show you a few highlights, and then I'll turn it over to Sally so she can introduce herself more fully as the administrator of our educator program and give you a tour of the classroom. So I wanted just to show you over here, we have our little buttons, and now is our renewal month, and you can become a sustaining member for just $10 a month, and that will give you access to all the benefits of being an APA member. It will give you access to discounts and all of our offerings, educational offerings, and our journal. But I want to come down here and just show you, we have announcements. So here we have all of our announcements about all the things that we're doing through Birth Psychology Month, and also just birthpsychology.com. Here's our fundraiser. And you can just see every month we're going to be charting, every day we're going to be charting all the things that we are, all the money that we're raising for APA for over the next, I think, March, April, May, 3 months. And then you can look through here and see our press releases. So there's a lot of experience, a lot of information in here. If you're a student, you can get a free student membership. The application is here. This is our early experiences questionnaire, where we are able to track some of the things that happen during birth that we've tracked that are truly overwhelming for babies especially, and also some of the ways that we can see the resiliency aspects of babies. So if you want to take your questionnaire, you can just click here and you can see what that pattern is. Then we have an outline of our upcoming parents course, and of course our certificate program. So those are our announcements. Now up underneath here, we have all kinds of services. So if you become a member, you can just see you get discounts and you get the journal, but we also have a directory. So you're able to come in and list yourself as a member. If you're a practitioner, you're able to list what kind of practitioner you are. We have worked extensively on the kinds of practitioners that come to be a part of APA. We're very diverse, so people from all walks of life come in, all kinds of practitioners, from medical doctors to pediatricians, midwives, breastfeeding specialists, trauma resolution specialists, body workers, hypnotherapists. I mean, there's a lot of people that come to APA. And then we have an events calendar, so you can click on here and you can just see the variety of events that we have, and members are allowed to come in and put in their events. So we want to encourage everybody to do that. Yeah. And then we have free services. And so underneath here, I always like to show people this because this is what brings people the most to our website, is our free articles. And these articles have been a part of APA's offerings ever since I've been a member and a curious enthusiast, so that's been almost 20 years. And you can just see we have all kinds of articles. So if you're curious and you're not ready to exactly become a member, you can come in here and just read through all the wonderful things that we have about our paradigm, how babies are conscious. They learn in the womb and the things that can help them, like a lot on prenatal music here, a little bit more about the birth experience, and a wide variety of articles that can just, you know, really nurture, slake your thirst for how wonderful, you know, this paradigm is. And I spend a lot of time reading everything when I was first bitten by the pre-perinatal bug. So it's a really wonderful resource to come and see all the free things that you can read and then share with your friends and your community. And then under resources, we have all those membership site, those practitioner directories and membership directory I showed you. But we also here, you can, as a member, be able to search our journals. So, you know, you can search here, you can search through articles, you can search for authors, and so you can definitely come in and find information, and you can stick in a keyword, let's see, pediatrics, let's see if anything comes in. You know, and you can just see that there's all kinds of, it will just automatically search through our 30 years of peer-reviewed journal articles. And in here, we the announcements I showed you, but I also want to make sure that you are aware of our Conscious Baby e-zine. This is a monthly free magazine that we put out, and you can just sign up and subscribe here through the website. Each month this will come into your inbox, and it's filled with articles that really support birth psychology. It shows how we're a part of a bigger landscape, a greater, bigger story about childhood, about consciousness, about parenting, about birth and pregnancy. And so there's a lot that you can get just from coming and getting all this. This is also free. So there's a lot of ways that we try and encourage people to learn about our paradigm. It's really becoming much more prevalent and accepted, and so we're very encouraged these days. All right, so the last thing I want to show you on the website before I take you to the classroom list and turn it over to Sally is that we have book reviews and bibliographies. Now, when I first became a member of APA, I just couldn't get enough. So I would order books. You know, I'm the kind of person that when they get anxious, I just order books. You know, some people, you know, go out and have chocolate or whatever they do. I love books. So I come here and I would just peer through all these things, all these books, and see which ones I wanted to read. And we recently had somebody update to offer us a more up-to-date bibliography. So we have the classics, and then we have a newer list. And new books are being written and published all the time. So we've really seen a cascade of interest and authors writing about their stories and about their subjects and their topics. Okay, so we have the classroom here, and before I turn it over to Sally, I want to mention one thing. You click on the Educator Certificate Program. Over here are all these ways that you can enter in to different parts of our program. And so one of the things I wanted to show you is that we do have an overview and our curriculum list. So for those of you who are curious and want to see more, here I have all of our modules listed with our learning objectives. And for those of you that are students that are currently in our program, you can just see I have all kinds of little videos put in here that maybe you would like to put on your website or put in your Facebook feed. But I tried to make it interactive so that you can learn as you move forward. And so you can review all of our competencies. There's 11, but what we're looking for are just, you know, all these things that we think are important for our paradigm. And then over here we have more to show you. But I'm going to let Sally orient you further. And so I'm going to stop share and just allow Sally to introduce herself and take it from here.
Good morning, everyone. How are you? Good afternoon, evening, wherever you are. I guess different parts of the world have different timing. I'm one of the new co-directors of education, along with Kate and Rebecca. And one of my jobs is to administer the PP&E program. So any questions that you have about it, you can direct them to me. My email address is researchedu@birthpsychology.com. So that's just researchedu@birthpsychology.com. You can reach me through that email address. I am going to share my screen here a second. My background is in university teaching. I'm a doula. I'm a childbirth educator. I'm also a PP&E. I've taught for about 20 years in human development and child and family studies. And my work has been about pregnancy, birth, and early parenting. And I did the PP&E program, was thrilled with it. And have since become more involved with APA. So I encourage you, if you have any questions about it, any interest, please let me know or let Kate or Rebecca know. Let me do my screen share here. Bear with me here a second. Trying to get the whole screen here. There we go. All right, can everyone see this? Can everyone see my screen? Okay, great, wonderful. So as Kate said, this is off the Birth Psychology Classroom. If you can see here that what the PP&E program offers, different enrollment options, what are the core competencies and the price for everything. But we're gonna enter the classroom from this. I spent a lot of time here during my PP&E program. If you are in the full program, you go down to pre and perinatal educator, the full course. Before you go there, looking through, there's some curriculum ideas. This is the somatics module, which is a separate module. Here's the Monday Live Series 3, the 2017-18. And again, here's the full course. You can access it here as well. Here's some other folders, continuing education, our professional series is here, and you can click on any one of these. They're all active links to go back and listen to these different programs. Let me just go back to this a second. So when I would come on, I would come up here to under my courses, and I would go to pre and perinatal psychology, the full course. And as you can see, each course, now this is gonna look very similar to, but a little bit different than what Rebecca's putting up on Teachable. So it's a little bit different looking, but still extremely accessible. So as you go through, at the beginning, there's a course navigation video, and there's the instructions, this welcome. What I would always go to is the, let's see, where's the piece that I'm looking for? Which seems to be missing. All right, I won't do it here. In module one, this is what I'm looking for. So what I would always do is go to the overview learning objectives. Sorry, do you want to? Yes. Not sure why this is doing this. So here's what your objectives would be. And if you go back, you can see the required reading list. So each module has a required reading list, your required reading, required viewing, and then suggested reading. This list is also provided at the very beginning of the course, through the readings for the entire semester. And so it was helpful to me to be able to go through and look through all the modules first to determine what books that I might need for the entire course, because sometimes there's different chapters out of different books. So you can see your required and suggested readings. And then as you would go through for each one of the different parts of each module, there's links, active links here. So you can go right through and read the article here. I always printed them out. I always downloaded them just so I would have them on file. And then if there is a video, some of these links have changed. Let me go down to module 2 here because I know that there's, so we have videos. Here's your comprehension quiz at the end. This says essay, but in the new classroom, we offer at least 6 different opportunities for being able to assess your competency in the work. So we used to do just essays, and now we're offering art projects, we're offering video projects, we're offering poetry, so different forms of expression. So it's not just writing. If you don't feel that writing is your forte and you'd like, you can do something different for each module. You might want to do an art project for one module and an essay for another module, however you're moved to do that. When there are videos, here, this is a video. The links are direct links to the videos. You can pull them up and watch them. So everything is completely available online. Everything is open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And each module is listed, as you can see, with all the requirements. So I'm not sure, Rebecca, if we're going to have it in Teachable for this one that they can click. I believe we do. When they click each one, then they know where they are. I found that to be extremely helpful as I was going through. So this is basically what the classroom looks like. We have frequently asked questions. This is, as you can see, this is some of the stuff that hasn't gone over into the new website, but this will all be on the Teachable website. We have a list of frequently asked questions. We have the introduction to the course. Everything is listed on the side here as well that you can access it through here. And I also wanted to show you the administrator and mentor page. These are the current mentors that we have. When you join as a student, you get to look through this list and choose a mentor. If you're having difficulty doing that, you're not quite sure what to do, let one of us know. We'll talk to you, or I'll talk to you. And we can find a mentor that most closely matches your interests. So we have pictures and we have short bios of all the people that are currently doing mentoring. I know Chianti is not currently accepting mentees. She's on maternity leave, but she will be again very soon. So go through here and look at all the different people that we have available. And as I said, you can choose a mentor or we can help you with that. We also have a student spotlight showing some of our students that we've had, and we're welcome to, you know, happy to spotlight any of you as well. Kate, can you think of anything else that I'm missing?
Will you show them the Monday Live?
This is the Monday Live lectures. When you become a PP&E student, you have access to 1 year of Monday Live. These are included with the program. They're every Monday. On the first Monday, which is this one, we do a tour of the classroom. On the second and third Thursdays, we have speakers. And if you register for it, which we encourage you to do, if you're not able to attend the Monday Live, you're able to get a recording and the handouts that are available. Those are sent to you as well. On the fourth Monday, it's generally, Kate, you've been doing a somatics lecture on that fourth Monday, and these are 11 months out of the year. August is the only month when Monday Live offerings are not available. So these are included with your PP&E program, the series that's currently available when you actually join the classroom. So, showed you the classroom enrollment options, the curriculum. Kate showed you an overview of the curriculum. Are there any questions? When you become a new student, I generally contact people and ask them if they'd like to meet one-on-one, and I can do this individual tour with them with a classroom. If you want to be able to go through that, we'll send you all the information on registration, how you register and get signed up for all of these offerings. And with a PPNE membership, you also get a membership to the Touch the Future, which Rebecca is going to show you. Any questions? Good. All right. Well, I'm going to turn this over to Rebecca then and stop my screen sharing. And thank you very much. And please let me know if you have any questions, feel free to email me. Okay.
So are you stopping sharing, Sally?
I'm trying to find it here. Sorry. Here we go. There we go. All set. Thank you.
Okay, well, before we go to Rebecca, I'm actually going to give you a quick overview of Touch the Future, and then Rebecca will share the new classroom. So, sorry about that. So, Touch the Future is something that you get as a part of being a student at APA. This is for the full and for the, if you order by module. If you are just a student by module, then you don't have access to the Monday Live. And by the way, the Monday Live is a very satisfying course. It's live lectures on the every Monday, and you can connect with other students, and it's a wonderful benefit. And some of the topics are just incredible, as we've interviewed a lot of our luminaries and our experts in the field, and some of our experimental sort of therapies and people who've been doing this work a long time as well. So it's really satisfying to come and listen. It will help pull you through the course as well. So Touch the Future is the work of Michael Mendiza. He's an award-winning documentary filmmaker who decided to create this, what he calls the Academy, or about 100 different interviews with people who specialize in this early childhood, like early childhood education, pre-perinatal, attachment, mentoring. I mean, he has a wealth of information. As you can see over on the left side are all his libraries. His first library was the Joseph Chilton Pierce Library, which he has, once you click on these as a member, you get to go over and see he's gone through and just created insights. And so you can search through and find the one that you think is really important and listen to just that. And often these insights are maybe 3 or 4 minutes long. This one is actually 9 minutes. But what I like to do is show people that they can find little snippets from the experts in our field. And when you're trying to educate with someone about our work, you can pull up our major, thinkers and practitioners and educators from history, including Ashley Montague and Marshall Klaus and Joseph Chilton Pierce and Richard Bowlby, who's John Bowlby's son, and all these wonderful people. Michael has made video programs for us. We have about 18 of his films in our program, and so you can scroll down through and see who's here in our program. So, he's not been able to transcript every talk yet, but you can come through and see all the wonderful speakers and people who've represented our paradigm over the years. He has a lot of new films that he hasn't been able to put up yet. So over time, you'll begin to see more speakers from the last congresses that he attends. He tends to come and interview speakers there. One of the nice things about this is that you'll be getting a little coupon code as a student, and then you'll be able to come in and have your membership. But you can do a little bit of a search if you want. So say you wanted to just search by birth trauma, and then you apply that, a whole bunch of people come up, and then you can listen to them and see, you know, what is the little 3 or 4 minute snippet on birth fear. Like this is from Ina Mae Gaskin, and you can string up, you can string several things together. So if you're giving a talk, you can get these luminaries to do some of the talking for you. So, you know, he's, you could, like David Chamberlain, this one's 5 minutes long about birth and fear. So you can go through and see in the transcripts which ones you might like also. But the whole thing is amazing. It's almost like so wonderful, all the speakers that he has and the blogs that he's written and the recordings that he's put up. And so you can go through here and see all these, all this information. So it's a wonderful resource for us, and we're very grateful to have Dr. Michael Mendiza be a part of the classroom and APA. And this month in our Monday Live, he's going to be giving talks about prenatal bonding and showing you some of these resources in his academy. Okay, are there any questions? No? All right. Okay,
Elizabeth Poole. Elizabeth Poole said she had a question about the quiz format.
Okay, Elizabeth, where are you? There you are. Go ahead.
Yeah. The last quiz I took, it was a little bit confusing because you answer the question A, B, C, D, or E, and then you can check it or not check it out, and it tells you if it's true or false. And I had no idea what's my answer, what I'm looking at is, you know, when is my answer, as opposed to me being told that the answer is right or wrong. It was very confusing to me how to take the test. I can tell I'm not explaining myself too well. Do you understand?
Was that module 10 or 11?
No, it was module 3.
Well, yeah. Well, module 3, I mean, I don't know. Sally, would you like to answer? You, the administrator. Sorry, you're muted.
You're muted.
Thanks. I was in the process of answering your question. I know that we had, and Rebecca, did you see my email to you?
Yes.
We did eliminate those, correct?
We did not.
We did not. Okay. So the quiz format is multiple choice and true false. And ideally when you're going through this, I'm wondering if this might've been a problem with the transfer from one website to the other, because I know when I did the quiz, and Elizabeth, I can sit down and look at this with you individually, but when I did the quiz, it told me whether I was right or wrong on the first answer. And then if, you know, when I would get the correct answer, then you would be able to pull up on most of our questions, we would give the answer, what the correct answer is at the bottom. So if it said, you would know whether or not your answer was correct or not, and it would also give the information on the correct answer. So if the answer was true, it would say it's true because, and if it was false, it would give you the information what was true. So I'm not sure what happened with you, and maybe it would be better if you and I were to work one-on-one and try to figure that out, because it should not be confusing. It was very straightforward, I know, when I was going through and doing that. So I'm wondering if there was an issue with the translation from the one website to the other.
It was about a month ago. And let's do it separately then. This doesn't interest everybody. Okay.
Okay. It should be pretty straightforward in your tries and how many tries you've had and what the answer is. It should be very straightforward there. So can you contact me? Can you email me? And I'll look into that deliberately with your one particular program, okay? Okay, thank you.
All right. So I'm Rebecca Thompson-Hitt, and I have been working with Kate for a couple years now. And my background is marriage and family therapy. I run the Consciously Parenting Project in my spare time when I'm not working for APA. And I've been working on the new classroom. There are lots of things that as we grow, we are able to do that will make things easier for students and will make things easier on our end of things, because it's a lot of people now. We just had our 300th student register, so we're very, very excited about that. But that's a lot of people, so we're working on some new systems. And bear with us, you know, we've got a lot of changes that are happening right now. And if you are confused or what happened, you know, please let us know. We're going to try to make this particular transition as seamless as possible. If you're already in Moodle, we're not going to, you know, make you, you know, okay, you've got, okay, you have, next week you've got to be in this new classroom. We're not going to do anything abruptly. We're going to give you time to transition. And there will come a point where as new students, you will register and you'll just go right into this classroom. So we'll be doing that transition probably over the next month or so. The classroom is close to being ready, but we also want to make sure it's good. It's all set and the bugs are all worked out and we know it needs to happen for everybody. So this page that you're seeing right now is actually what you see when you log in as a student. So when you would see all the courses are in these individual modules, but it's all bundled together so that everything that you get, you will have right there. So if you buy the full course, you get all of the individual modules, and then you also get Monday Live. So let's just click on the Foundations course. So that's as easy as it is. You just click onto it, and now you are in all of the content for the module. There is an overview at the top, required reading, if you need help, where you go, mentor information, and choosing a mentor. So everything, and I'm going to be adding some things to this too to just make it really easy. So everything you need is in one spot. Then right below here, you have all of the content for the module, including your comprehension quiz and your essay or whatever we're going to call it, you know, your project, whatever word we want to put there. So everything is easily accessible from right here. Now you have this little circle here and it's empty, which means I haven't gone in here. I haven't done this particular thing. So I can click on any one of these. Let's go in here. And you'll see the content. And you can read it right here. And then this one, this particular one, you can download all of them. There's a way to do that. I need to double check that. But over on the left side here is the rest of the content. And you can see that the circle has changed so that it's half. And so I know that I've been in here. And then if I complete it, it will be the full black circle. So I can glance and look down and I can go the entire, like this is just module one, all my content. Then if I want to say I'm done, I can complete it. I've got the little Zoom box in the way, complete it and continue. And so that just takes me to the very next thing in this list. So here's the next article. So, and I'm now, look, I'm 7% completed. Doesn't that feel nice? So we go back and it's easy to navigate, just back again. And now we're back into the full course again. When we open this up, this is Monday Live. I just want to show you, I've got determinants of health. And I've got the gender equality with Jim Prescott, Michael Mendeza, and then the somatics lecture. And so these are already in here. I'm going to be adding in the rest of the things from series three. But just to show you how this works. So here's Stephen, handsome guy, and his bio. And then what are we talking about? So it's the summary. And then this is his PowerPoint. So you have access to that and you can download it. And then keep going. There is this is the PDF to download. This is the audio that you can listen to or download right here. And then this is the video. So everything from Monday Live is all on one page. So you don't have to go and search for it. It's all right here, which makes me very happy. And then if you want to say, okay, I'm done with this one. I want to go see what gender equality, which was fabulous. If you didn't see this one, this was amazing. Gender equality of representation in the world. Jim Prescott is the bomb. He's awesome. So, but you can just click right from there and you go right into, there's Kate, and you can download that, and there's Jim, and there's Michael, and then here's the notes and different links, and then a summary. So everything is really easy to find and is just right here. I wanted to show you one more thing. We're going to be opening this section up first, just so you can get in and play with it a little bit. So this is free content, and we're going to be adding things for Birth Psychology Month. Now, see, I've actually already watched this. I've done this whole thing, and so you see it's gray, and there's a check mark. So that just lets me know. That's what it looks like when you've completed content, and you can still go back in and access it. So this is our talk. Kate and I did our talk on Thursday. And so you can just go in and access this. I'm going to be adding all of the content. I'm going to be adding all of the content for Birth Psychology Month in the free section here. And several other things I'm just going to be adding in for free. So we're going to open this up first so that you can get into the classroom. You can access all of the things that we have been doing for this month and that we will do as we go along, including this particular call. So you can watch it again if you want. Well, I'll be right here. So I just want to speak really quickly. If you're a current student, there is, and we will do this a little bit at a time later. We won't do this right now, but we will send you an email and it will have a link because you've already paid for your course, your classroom access. We will send you a link and you will register for the classroom. You create a password. It will remember your password. You don't have to log in every single time you come. And then you log straight in and then you'll have access to the full course. If you are a new student, there will come a time here in another week or so where we will just let you go directly into this classroom so that you won't have that transition of the two. So any questions? I know I've got a lot of things that are lit up over here that I haven't been reading. So is there anything else that I need to address? Yeah. Checking in, be offline, but I want to know if the PPNE grads can have access to the current module content the way current PPNE students do. So, Kate, can you speak to that? Or did you already answer that?
Yeah, I sent her a response. Graduates have lifelong access to the materials.
Okay, so then we'll add them in to the new classroom.
And I think it's important for listeners to know that we require books. So there are about 15 books that are required for the class, and it's for the whole course. And you can borrow those or you can find them inexpensively on Amazon.com. The newer books, of course, are not as discounted. And so we do require a couple textbooks that are in over $20 or $30. But mostly you can find our materials very inexpensively through Amazon or sometimes they're in the library. And I'm always interested in finding inexpensive ways for students to access materials. So sometimes very creative students have found ways to access it. So I'm very interested in supporting you. If you can't access the books, please contact me. Okay, so Rebecca, if you're done, if we can stop share and we can answer any questions. Anybody have a question? I see Barbara Decker has joined us and Suzanne Carrier. It's nice to see you. Anybody else have a question or? All right. Okay, so you can email any of us or my email is educate@birthpsychology.com and Rebecca is communicate@birthpsychology.com and Sally is researchedu@birthpsychology.com and just let us know if you have any questions and we're happy to, we'll be really delighted to introduce you to more aspects of our work and get you enrolled as a student.
Elizabeth is asking a question about who we should email about what.
Oh, that's a great question. I can help you as your mentor. And then Sally is in charge of the PPNE program, so she'd be the best person to ask any questions about our educator program. And Rebecca is in charge of the Monday Live. So she'd be a great person to ask a Monday Live question of. And she's also making our transition over, so she's sort of the brain behind the new classroom. And I'm just a little bit of a backstop for both of our new professionals, Rebecca and Sally, and I'm writing the Conscious Baby Program for parents. So hopefully that will come around toward the end of the year. It's a whole new initiative with a whole new feel and more to come.
One of the things that I can offer is, and Rebecca, we can talk about this, is we have created an organizational chart for the education department. If it would be helpful to you, we could find a place on our new, on the website to put the organizational chart, and that would show you the sort of the flow of exactly who does what so that you would know who to contact, and then our emails are right on that. Can I see maybe a thumbs up if people think that that's a good idea? Okay, we'll put that organizational chart up, and then you'll know exactly what different parts that Rebecca and Kate and I are responsible for and who to contact, and it'll have our contact information there. I think that could be pretty helpful for them. Mm-hmm. We've been going through this, but a lot of things have happened within the education department over the last few months. We've become three co-directors instead of, Kate was running the entire program. And she's got so many wonderful things that she's involved in. So we've had that. Plus, we've had the new website. Plus, we're now migrating from Moodle to Teachable for our students. So we have lots and lots of changes taking place. So we are getting there. We're getting there very quickly in terms of up and running for everything to go as smoothly. But in the meantime, and I've moved twice in the last 3.5 months. So we've all been undergoing these changes. If you have any questions at all, don't hesitate to email us, and we'll be happy to answer your questions. And if it needs to be sent to somebody else, we'll take care of that as well. Any other questions?
There's a couple questions. I've been chatting and just typing them, but the projected timeline for the new classroom is just over the next couple of weeks. We're going to do a slow transition. We don't want, there's so many things that are changing already right now that we're going to do like in waves, a group at a time. So we might actually start with the mentors and get the mentors in, and then, get our, you'll see. Well, I'll be sending out emails but definitely be watching for those. But we're going to do it slowly. All right. I think that's it.
Okay,
thank you everyone for coming on the tour of the classroom today, and thank you to those listening in the future. And we'll be back next Monday with, who's our speaker next Monday, Rebecca?
Nina.
She's one of our own PPNE graduates, and she has a lovely presence, and we'll be talking about prenatal bonding. Yes. And so we'll see you back here on Monday.
Bye-bye.
Bye now.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, everybody.
Bye.
Thank you, all three of you.